Hello, our topic in this part of the lesson is work in faith above reason. We're going to continue on excerpt 21. Rav, please.
First of all, I'm looking at the screen now. Why don't you show it? See, New York 1, New York 2, USA Northeast, California, New York 3, New York 4, Florida, USA Midwest. Queens,
Toronto 2,
KBU 2, Toronto 1, Toronto 2. Where have they been? Where have they always been? There's some sort of a horn doer inside Bnei Baruch here who is sitting on the computers and isn't letting us see all those groups. Now I see that all of North America is here with us. Well, let's hope it stays this way. Very well. So, 21. You read it first and then we'll see.
Baal HaSulam says, sometime one despises this work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is a time of a sensation of darkness. When one sees that no one can save him from the state he is in but the Creator, then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. One should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment. But he despises this work. This is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness, meaning that he does not sense the taste of darkness during the work. But then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason. If he does overcome himself and can say that this work is pleasant to him, that now he is observing the mitzvah of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah.
So the most important thing is for us to be in joy in whatever situation we are in, because we have an opportunity to do something for the Creator. Then it's called a mitzvah, a good deed or a commandment. And the more difficult the situation is, and doesn't feel in our vessels like a good situation, nice, the better it is. It's better because I'm not drawn to the act through egoistic forces, but against my ego. And then the act is truly called an act of mitzvah, a commandment. Why? Because it comes from the word to command. It's an imperative coming from the Creator to go toward Him and above my ego, despite my ego. So the joy of mitzvah means I'm happy that I have something I can do against my will to receive. Not in big things, in something small every time, more and more each time, toward connection. Not toward anything else. Connection in the lesson. This is all I need. These are the two means that I need to have in order to advance toward the Creator. If I did this, if I did both each day, I did my bit for the day. The day wasn't waste. It didn't go by in vain. This is how I should accept life. And then you'll see that you're getting benefit from life and a special result from life. Truly. And we always, we must always remember that revealing the Creator comes from a state called dust. It's written, because from dust you are, and to dust you will return. We keep falling into a state of dust, where we don't care and don't want to, and there's no point to it. And just leave me, etc. All these things, we fall, there's nothing you can do. We have no power, no desire, no inclination, nothing. And from that dust, we have to, yeah, we have to help each other. We can't rise by ourselves. So precisely when others give me an example and awaken me, then this rising from the dust, this rising will be the correct rising, not with my ego. If I look at a friend and the friend helps me and then I help the friend and others, it is not done by my ego. It is done by working in society. So here you have the forces of connection at work, and that's how we advance. So try to work only in this way, to do our activities only in this way, and then they will be spiritual activities. Okay? Yes, Owen?
And all the study of the work above reason, there's always two layers. What my will to receive feels, and above it I need to have like a higher degree.
Yes.
And as you explained, sometimes a person is in a state of the dust where he finds no forces, and the only way to grasp anything higher than what he feels and his desires only the 10.
It's not sometimes. I can never find in me the strength to advance. It seems to me. Yeah, I'm being confused. The will to receive confuses me. It says, sure, you can do it. And in our world, it's accepted that I will do it. In spirituality, it isn't. Only through the powers of the group. They help each other. Only by this can we rise? Otherwise, it's not an ascent. It is a lie. Yes.
So it turns out that those two layers, the lower one, the lowly one is me. The higher is only the friends, only the 10.
Yes, correct. And only through them can I rise. And that's how we all elevate each other, like mountain climbers. Yep. That's the way it is. Good. New York 3. There's a question about it? Great. New York 3.
Rav, how can we
look at what Rabash writes in his articles about the group, that I cancel myself before the 10. I try to feel myself the least among them. And as a result, I get from them the strength, the powers. And with the powers I receive from them, I see how I can give to them. And I do the opposite action. Look what's happening here. When I submit myself before the group, I get the upper force through the group. When I submit myself, the upper force influences me. I get an awakening. First of all, this upper force goes through the group. So I'm already included in them as the lowest among them. Afterwards, I want to bestow upon them. So I rise above myself and give to them with the power I received through them. In other words, now, for the Creator, I give to them. So first I receive from them as Malchut, now I give to them as Ketel. And this is how we work, like a piston. Malchut and Keter, Keter and Malchut.
Florida.
Florida.
Большое. Иногда я прихожу на урок в таком состоянии абсолютном равнодушии.
Sometimes I come to the lesson in such a state that I'm completely indifferent. But when the lesson starts, and I wake up so much that I forget about that indifference, and I'm included in the friends. Can I say it's the force of the ten?
It is the Creator operating on you through the ten. Yeah. Bulgaria.
Raf, об этом, что вы говорили... И Рабаш очень много говорит об этом в своей статье о принижении себя. Можно ли вы...
Rav Yisrael, also Rabash speaks about it in the articles, is to subdue yourself, to lower yourself before the friends. Can you recommend exercises that we can do in the 10 and seeing ourselves small?
Try to look at the 10 and see behind the friends, what they are doing, and to try to see in what they're doing how much they want to bestow upon the ten, how much they're giving me the right example. Try it, and you'll see how it happens. And after it happens, or after you try to do this, whether it succeeds or not, then you'll know that it's the Creator doing, working on you. Say you found friends who are working correctly, the Creator gave you an example. You didn't find the friends who are doing the right things, that too is the Creator doing to you, working on you. So draw your conclusions from this and try to change. PT 24.
This thing about the shaft, you said that we one time we work above reason, that the friends are above me and they're great and I get the forces to rise through them, and then the friends go down below me and I bestow to them.
Yes, of course. How can I give them if I'm not the greatest? Everyone should be both greatest and smallest. And that way you have an engine, and in this engine you have 10 pistons. Just imagine what kind of an engine it is, like that. Everyone working. And everyone are working in order to fill up our tank with air. It's like a compressor. So we fill it up and fill it up and fill it up. And then when we come to a state that's called the quota, the Creator is revealed inside of it.
So that's how we work, what, according to states that we are going through, supposedly?
Yes. But you have to see every state correctly.
What does it mean correctly?
Correctly in that, both in the ascent and in the descent. As Abzushi or Baal Shem Tov said, that he had 200 ups and downs in 5 minutes. You understand? That's the way it is.
Spain too.
All right. Spain too.
Rab, ¿cuál es la importancia de percibir el sabor de la oscuridad?
What's the importance in feeling the taste and the concealment?
We can't feel any taste if it's not in concealment. Only out of concealment. This is why the wisdom of Kabbalah is called the wisdom of the hidden. Because what we reveal, we reveal out of the concealment. Why? Because the advantage of the light is from within the darkness. If you have no concealment, you cannot have revelation, no revealing. You understand? It has to be this way. Because we are built, created out of two forces, force of reception, force of bestowal. To the extent that we turn our reception into a force of bestowal, we discover the Creator according to the equivalence of form. Think about these words. You'll see what's in them. Right? Give one.
Вот ваш пример, что я включаюсь в товарищей, ну как Малхут в Кетер.
The example you gave that I'm included in the friends like Malchut and Keter, what's that same force that I get from this integration?
One time you are immersed in the group, you absorb from them their desires, and next time you lift it up to the Creator, and you get from there. For this ascent, this is called man. When you're asking for everyone, you get from their energy. With this energy, you come down to them. You give it to them, so to speak. You again absorb from them new desires. You raise it up to again. And that way you keep going up and down, up and down. Man. That's how the piston works. Each and every one of us.
Ну, поднимаю вот это общее желание к Творцу.
What does it mean that I raise the mutual desire?
You raise it up to the Creator.
Мавир лаем мад.
What does it mean that I bring it back down?
You bring them mud. Once you received it from the Creator for everyone, you give it to them. And likewise, each one in the group.
And what does it express? Is it something emotional?
When you share their pain, their desire, and you will lift them to the Creator, bring them closer to the Creator, you get from the Creator. At that time, a gift, powers, fillings, revelations, and you give it to them. You're working like a conduit in both directions.
Вот на этой верхней точке, когда я обращаюсь к Творцу, включить как бы анализ какое-то ощущение.
Meaning the same upper point is where I need to make some summary of my desires.
Yep. You want to lift all the friends, the whole group, to the Creator.
Это как бы второй этап просьбы, да, какой-то такой получается, когда я,
And that's the second stage of the request.
It's just words. There's no point because in a few minutes you'll forget the words. You won't have the same feeling, and it'll disappear. Work, and bit by bit, you know what the intellect, what the mind doesn't do, time does, and gradually you'll get more discernments, and then we'll talk. Latin 2.
Buenas noches, Rab. La pregunta de la decena es, ¿por qué está escrito que el creador de
nuestros cuerpos... Question from the 10 is, why is it written that the creator punishes the bodies if the body is what reaches the unification, the gathering? He means the expression that the Creator hates the bodies.
Yeah, the Creator hates the bodies means that the Creator hates, meaning he's opposite from the will to receive for oneself. But if the will to receive is corrected to work in order to bestow, then that will to receive unites with the Creator, and the Creator is revealed in that will to receive according to the equivalence of form. And then it turns out that the will to receive wasn't created opposite from the Creator for no reason. It rather brings out its oppositeness in order to reveal the Creator 620 times more. So you understand what happens? The Creator created the will to receive, and the will to receive, when it works on itself in order to invert itself to be similar to the Creator, when it excites the Creator, reveals the Creator to all of creation 620 times.
Ashkelon 3.
Rav, when I raise a request to the Creator that my friends will be with me in the lesson every morning, does that mean that I'm raising their deficiency even though they don't have it?
Yes. You need to do that with your 10. And in truth, with all of humanity. Think about that too. When you want to include in your plea to the Creator, in your correction, you want to include all of humanity too, and then you will truly be fulfilling yourself, realizing yourself completely. We have to think about that too. The time for this is coming very quickly. Latin 6.
Rab, el estado de sentirse sin fuerzas por sí solo y la grandeza de la meta que vive en la decena. ¿Cómo ambos estados opuestos se conectan?
The feeling of lack of livelihood or greatness of the goal in the ten, how can you connect all that?
It's very simple. Lack of vitality is because I'm measuring everything with my ego. And the greatness of the goal, greatness of the creator, greatness of the group, I measure it with my desire to bestow, with my yearning to rise. I have 2 points. One is connected to this world, the egoistic one, and the other is connected to the point in the heart, to the Creator. That's why I always have 2 states that are opposite, and I have to try to work in both.
Orient.
Number 22, Abash says, we must know that it is a lot of work before we attain the quality of Bina. That is, to be content with little, with his feeling in his mind, and to be happy with his share, with what he has. That person can always be in wholeness because he is happy with his share. But what can one do if he has not yet obtained this quality and he sees that he cannot overcome his will to receive? At that time, he must pray to the Creator to help him so he can go in the work with his eyes shut and will not need anything and will be able to do everything for the sake of the Creator, despite the resistance of the body to this. That is, he does not tell the Creator how he should help him. Rather, he must subjugate himself to annul before the Creator unconditionally. But since he cannot overcome his body, he asks the Creator to help him win the war against the inclination.
Okay, first we will ask USA Northeast.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. Question for a friend. You feel the Hisaron of the Ten, Breached Creator, and then you get mad. You give mad to the Ten. What is giving mad to the Ten?
Sheitorerut ma shekibalta mi'abore.
That the awakening you got from the Creator, you added to the awakening of the group to pass it to the friends. You don't give them exactly the knowledge because it's corrupted. It went through you. But the gadlut, it's the light you get from above, the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of spirituality, eternality, that we have the business with the eternal world, that there aren't all the discernments of this world that come and change and disappear. It's something that is worth infinite. Ein Sof. In the light of Ein Sof, in the form which is above time, space, motion, that is what we need to pass to the friends. That's what's in the mud. That's in the mud. The divine part from above, in short. That's it. What are we passing through? What are we receiving from above? A bit of the Creator, and passing it to the friends. It's something wonderful. Look how we can really... Such gifts we have to bring to society.
Barur, Latin 3.
Okay, Latin 3.
El pedir para los amigos e incluirme en la plegaria es considerado una condición para el Creador?
To ask for the friends to include myself in the prayer, is that a condition for the Creator? Again, what did he ask?
Repeat, please.
Ask again, please.
El pedir para los amigos e incluirme en la plegaria que estoy elevando para los amigos es considerado una condición.
Ask for the friends and to include myself in there, in the prayer to the Creator. For asking for the friends, is that a condition for the Creator? Rav, look, there's a lot of things here. We'll learn it soon. We'll have time that when we learn about the raising of the prayer, the answering of the prayer, all that. The thing is, as much as we can, or I can, include myself in receiving the light, in passing it through, to the extent that I'm included in the ten. If I'm included there, my I is annulled there, in the ten, and I can pass it to the entire ten. I draw the light, but I draw it when integrating with them, and then I don't harm the upper light, and I can pass it through in a way that is correct to the friends. That's why annulment towards the ten is a must. Otherwise, I'll pass the whole message through my ego.
PT 26.
PT 26.
Shalom Rav. Ha'shela sheli, ma ze tov v'ra klapei ha'bora?
My question is, what's good and bad towards the Creator? What is good or bad towards the Creator? Rav, towards the Creator, good and bad is either bestowing or receiving. No more. If my actions are reception, it's bad. If they're in order to bestow to the others, it's good. And not to the Creator. I can't bestow to the Creator. I can only bestow to the created beings. That's it.
That,
if you're right, what can you give him? The Creator isn't a vessel of reception. He's just a source of bestowal. PT
20. Когда ман проходит через меня товарищем, я не могу, он портится моим эгоизмом.
When the mud goes through me to the friends, my ego ruins it. Rav, incorrect. If it's man and mud, the true kind, so it can be that you ruin them, because it comes from your integrating in the ten. Before your action, before every action, or raising a deficiency, or receiving from the Creator and bringing to the ten, you have to integrate in the ten. That's why you can't ruin it. Not their desire, what you give to the Creator, and not the light that you get from the Creator in order to pass to them. If you are included in the ten, you are pure.
PT 35.
Thank you. PT 35.
Boker tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. What does it mean to shut your eyes? And in what states should we do that? Love. Usually shutting your eyes means going in faith above reason. That's it. That is the action. Faith above reason, meaning bestowal. Above the force of reception that is revealed every time. There's nothing else in our reality but two actions, receiving and bestowing. If I make bestowing more important than reception, so also my reception that is under the control of bestowing, it gets a form of bestowal. And I work with it to receive in order to bestow. That's how it is. Okay. Tel Aviv 2. Good morning, Rav. Let's say that in the 10, we see that there's no grasp in anything we were speaking about now, in working towards the friends, and no, Rav. Don't say there isn't. Good. We don't have any grasp in spirituality. Let us try, like children, playing. Let's, as if we're doing right actions, let's perform such actions. What does it mean? Let's integrate together. Let's try as much as we can to integrate together that we want to reach one desire. Where is the center of bestowal between us? Where do we take this mutual desire from connecting together between us, and this mutual desire, we can raise that to the Creator, just like that. What does it mean? To bestow contentment by connecting. Show the Creator how we connected for Him. Right? That's it. That's what we did for you. Take it. Correct us. If we connected incorrectly, do something for us to succeed. We want to connect only for you. That's it. We also want even more than that. We want you to be revealed in the connection between us and enjoy it. That we want to build a home for you from our desires called the temple, Bet HaMikdash, the general vessel of bestowal made from our desires. And that's how you start. Start. Try and speak like that. Reach that.
Exactly what I wanted to ask. Start working. So, as it's written, it wouldn't be as a foreign God. The Creator shouldn't be distant. Foreign, bring him closer to the center of the group. Connect between you and together with him, and don't let him run away.
Thank you.
PT 29.
How does a person know that his annulment is correct?
When he loses it in the 10. And then feels that somehow he's got a feeling of the Creator, somehow. It comes as a kind of new perception of reality. Tbilisi.
Раф, вот вы только что сказали, что если человек включается в десятку, то он чистый, и невозможно ошибиться.
Раф, you said now that if man is included in the 10, he's pure, he can't make a mistake, not with a desire you raise the man and the mud that you pass to the friends. Are there any criterions to understand whether you were able to integrate the gabai, the shots?
If you're connected, then you feel you are connected because you have a connection with them, with the Creator. You already have something. Their reaction to the right connection, you feel it because you become the conduit. It passes through you.
тяжело.
Like a conductor. Moscow 6.
Иногда бывает тяжело и ну, в десятки товарищей бывает там одни хотят одного.
Rav, sometimes it's very difficult.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to say someone this, someone that. If you're like that, you're not a 10. A 10 means you're all connected, or at least know that you have to connect and are yearning for a connection. But if someone this and someone that, it's not a 10. It's not a 10. I don't even talk about that. Do whatever you want.
Moscow 6.
Рава, какой показатель, что наслаждается Творец? Это когда наслаждаемся мы от объединения?
What is the sign that the Creator is enjoying?
I can't hear what you're saying. Where's your microphone?
Ну, лучше чуть-чуть.
Can you hear me?
Какой показатель, что наслаждаемся?
Yeah, a little better.
Когда мы наслаждаемся от объединения?
How do we know that the Creator is enjoying? Is that when we enjoy the connection?
Им нахну.
If we feel that we are connecting more than before, then we have to say that the Creator too enjoys, although perhaps the connection between us is still not strong enough for Him to be revealed in the connection. Yeah. And we are moving to info. And again, I'm saying thank you very much to the groups in America who prepared such questions for us yesterday, that we dedicated the whole morning lesson to their questions, and let's hope that it will help them work correctly and achieve life's purpose. And we wish you a good time, a good period.
Info.
Otherwise, it won't. Info.
Before we go over the schedule, let's remind everybody that the content team of the Congress sent a link for all the 10s together to scrutinize a question for a workshop in the 10, and they advise to send a mail to Board War Kli. Any suggestion you have for the Congress, the topic is faith above reason, how to reach it. So 10s, please discuss it and send a mail to Board World Kli. Anything about study materials and about the Congress, and we'll go over the time schedule. 10 a.m. we'll have Norma with Rav. Then Rav will continue to the reporters meeting from 10:30 to 11:30. And in the evening, as every evening, we'll watch the best of the morning lesson from 6 to 7, and then a live workshop from 7 to 7:30. Song.
Vamos uniéndonos con el corazón.